And here we are back for another fun-filled hour on this Tuesday, May the 21st, 2000. See, even Adam knows it's not true. Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. Here we are. And the Adam the Computer Guy show will be live next hour, 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. Now, what's on the agenda today from 2:10 to 3, Adam?
Well, we can always talk about other topics. Again, music, TV, trivia, current events.
You haven't been scoring very well on the trivia.
But you ask these obscure questions.
Well, that's the point. You don't ask easy ones.
Well, that's fine. But we'll talk tech news. Again, maybe the top 50 websites and what's going on at Facebook, latest styles and booster chairs for Mr. Zuckerberg, maybe the latest in smartphones, 5G, Wi-Fi, Mi-Fi, Lo-Fi.
Why did he have a booster chair?
Well, when you're in a position of authority, you kind of want to look tall. You know, he's skinny and boyish anyway. And you don't realize he's only 5'7". He seems taller, you know. And it's like this skinny guy, 5'7". A multi-trillionaire, the head of one of the biggest forces in the world of media. And so he wants to look a little bigger, and that's part of it. Because you don't really ever see him stand up and look at his height versus other people. I never even heard the guy talk before. You only hear him type stuff. So he didn't want to seem so diminutive, because you just don't realize that he's only 5'7". You think he's 6 feet, so that was kind of the idea.
I have a trivia question for you. And again, just specify what's your field of expertise.
Music, pop music and rock music. I mean, not like an obscure country song. Any kind of a rock, you know, rock bands, classic rock, they call it album-oriented rock. It's a radio term. Or pop music, top 40 type music, 73, 87. TV shows, especially sitcoms, and we call dramedies like Eight is Enough, you know, lighter dramas between early 70s and late 80s.
Well, I have two for you, and they both should be home runs then, if that's your field of expertise.
Baseball also, yeah.
Okay.
Especially 70s and 80s baseball.
Who portrayed Mel Sharple's mother?
Carrie was the character's name. It was Martha Ray.
That's an easy question.
Well, that's easy. I love Alice.
There you go. Now,
groundbreaking show. Good show.
Well, I don't know if it broke any ground.
But today is official waitress and
that's
waiters
why
day.
I asked that question, because it's waitress
one thing
day.
To say to you, Scott. You ready? Kiss Margaret's.
See, well, there you go.
Do you like that?
Well, that was Polly.
She called him chubby.
Polly Holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Flo.
Remember,
now, she played Blanche's blind sister in the Golden Girls.
Well, see, here you
go. Very different character.
Now, here's another home run for you.
Because that hair was a wig. I mean, she didn't really look like that in person.
What character left the TV series Soap?
And Benson, one of your regular interviewees.
Whoa, that's not the question.
Catherine Hellman. Well, two of their characters recently passed away.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
Okay. Billy Crystal, did he leave?
No, Billy Crystal didn't leave.
Okay. I'll let you ask. Okay. But Benson left to get his own show.
He did. That's part of the... Yep, okay. Who replaced him?
Oh, goodness sake. I don't know.
See, now you jumped. And now, so you don't
know
the
answer.
Can
you give me a hint?
No!
Was it a male or a female?
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Did they get a new butler?
Yes. For the rest of the
was
run.
A butler or a butleress? What do you call
this
a
person
female
was
butler?
On soap.
A butleress?
Hello. This person was on soap more than Benson, because Benson left after the first year.
Was it a male?
I'm just asking the question.
What do you call a female butler or a butleress? I don't know.
Maid.
Well, a butler's a little different than like that.
A butler can't be a woman can be a butler.
Yeah, and you have to have like a last name as a first name, don't you? And you're supposed to be British.
I'm just asking for the...
Nobody knew Benson's last name until the show Benson. Did you know that?
I can believe it.
Nobody knew Kramer's real name until later in Seinfeld. I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Mm-hmm. It's an actor who, boy, has been on a lot of sitcoms. There, it's a man.
Robert Mandan, because he was on the show anyway, but he was on a lot of shows.
Right.
Can you give me a hint? Is he still living?
No, he's died.
Black or white? Well, give me a clue. He's still living.
That's too much of a clue.
Okay, well, still living. What other show is he on? Can you give me a clue there? Some kind of a clue, because I might know it if it's someone that I've... He's still living.
Yes, he is still living.
Can you? Has he mostly been on like sitcoms, or has he been on dramas also? Or
mostly sitcoms, but he did dramas.
Okay, and he's still living as a male actor. Race unknown.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's just give me an idea as to what to look at. I'll say Mel Stewart. I'm sure that's wrong. He would have been a good choice. Remember, he played Henry Jefferson. Very funny actor.
Yeah. I remember Mel Stewart.
I don't think he's alive. Oh, John Amos? He's alive. Nope. Another good choice.
No, those are not
the correct answers. But that's a good answer, though.
Yeah, those were good answers, but
I think
the
John Amos
answer.
Would have been he's a great actor.
John Amos.
Remember the weatherman on Mary Tyler Moore? And,
yeah, Gordy.
Yep, and of course, a husband with two different names of Florida, because on Maude, he was a different name. He was Henry, I think, and then he was James. Oh, speaking of James, Jimmy Walker. That'll be another good. Jimmy Walker, not the right answer.
No. I'm having fun. I just got an email I had to respond to. I'm sorry, but I'm just waiting for you to get the right answer here.
I don't think I know, and I know once you tell me, I'm going to be kicking myself. You can give me a clue.
Give me
a clue, and I'm sure
I would know. Boy, you were so good on the Martha Ray thing. I can't believe
I didn't watch soap that much, even though it was a really good show, very well acted. You know, Billy Crystal. You see a young Billy Crystal. What a great actor. And you know how much I love Robert Guillaume. But it was better. You know,
Robert and I became friends. I mean, a lot of people I interviewed.
Yeah, he was very great on the air.
But I mean, we would talk off the air. I really had a good relationship with him. And it's great because I liked his acting. And I used to tell him that.
Wonderful. And groundbreaking, too.
Well, I think he was better.
He worked his way from butler to gubernatorial candidate.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. There is nothing that Robert Guillaume did, whether it was successful or not, that I did not like.
No, great actor. You're preaching to the choir, Scott.
He did a show in the 90s that was not a hit called Pacific Station. I love that.
Yeah.
I loved him in that. He did a show, Sports Night, where he was not the star. I loved him in that. He did any movie he's in, I've loved him. So that's all.
Richard Klein. I'm sure Richard Klein is wrong, but I'm thinking of an actor.
I don't want to make the audience sad, but I got to leave in about 10 minutes,
okay. And
Adam's going to take over. But if you know the answer to this question in 10 minutes, call in. Who took over for Robert Guillaume when he left to go do his own season?
No Google, no nothing.
No, don't Google it.
Can I at least have a clue, Scott?
I thought I gave you one. It was a man.
You wouldn't even tell me before.
It's a man.
The race. That's my question. You said it was someone who's been in a lot of sitcoms.
Yeah, this person's been in a lot of sitcoms.
Yeah.
A lot of shows in general.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of dramas, too.
Like, not Ron Glass? He's not alive, though. But he did pass away.
Well, this person's not
alive
either.
He would have been a good choice.
I like Ron Glass. Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah, someone who has
passed
away.
But anyway, if you know...
So this person has passed away.
Yes.
Okay.
If you... not recent. Well, in the
Ron
last 10 years.
But Ron Glass would have been a good choice. He was funny, right? He would have been a good choice.
I don't think
them.
He... Not as good... This person, to me, is the only actor who could have taken over because of what Benson was.
Sassy.
Acerbic.
A lot like Florence. But a better worker, though. Florence wasn't a very good maid. Benson was a great butler. Florence could be a good maid if she wanted to be, but she was such a wisecracker.
Yeah, but I think Benson was smart. See, that's why soap was
very smart.
Yeah, but
he was a smart... He was like Jennifer on WKRP. He was the smartest person at the cast. Just like Jennifer was the smartest person at WKRP.
Oh, I don't know. I thought Les Nessman was pretty smart. He was neurotic, but he was smart.
Les Nessman,
no?
The winner of the Silver Sow Award. Les
no,
Nessman.
I'll tell you. No, the turkeys. That's...
Les Nessman. Andy was smart. A very good radio guy.
Well, I think...
Very street smart, but Jennifer
was
street
dumb?
Smart also.
Who was dumb? I mean,
Herb?
No, I don't know. Herb just wore weird
and
clothes.
And also, Venus was very smart, too, and he was a teacher.
And so was Dr. Johnny Fever. They were all smart.
He wasn't a real doctor, but Jennifer had the street smarts combined with the book smarts and her
charm.
Oh,
and what's her
and
name?
Her
the
charm,
other girl on
Bailey.
There was... She was smart.
Yeah, just...
So no,
but
I don't.
Jennifer
think,
is, a, you know.
But on soap, Benson clearly everybody else was dumb,
yeah.
And Benson was smart, which is completely the opposite of how it should be, because Benson was the person employed. So you know, usually you think as the family of being very erudite.
So somebody who recently passed away, then.
In the last 10 years, I mean, they haven't been gone, you know, forever. But a good actor. This person guest starred on The Cosby Show. I remember that. This person guest starred on, where else did they? Well, I think they were on Law & Order.
Everybody was on Law & Order.
Well, there you go. There's been so many. If you would look up the credentials, they'd be all over the place.
Okay, so a male character actor who's been on a guest show on a lot of shows, funny character actor.
Recently, oh, funny character
recently
actor.
Passed away.
Yeah, last 10 years. Replaced Robert Guillaume. I can't remember his name on the show, but, what was his name? It just about came to me on the show there. It was floating around in my brain. But he was a good character. Oh, he was on Sanford and Son.
I might know because
he was on that show. Guest starred.
It wasn't the guy who played Woody. I forget his name, but it wasn't Woodrow. I forget the actor's name, but it wasn't him.
No.
Was it Grady? Was it Whitman Mayo? He's been dead for more than 10 years, though.
No.
It wasn't Don Bexley, Bubba.
Nope.
Rollo, Nathaniel Taylor, he just died a year ago. Was that it?
Nope.
Is that the answer?
Nope.
That's another good answer, though.
No.
Because he recently passed away.
But they're not the answer we're looking
for. Well, Sanford and Son, I would know because...
Now, remember, I'm talking about guest stars.
I've seen every episode 5 times.
And you've seen this person.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, who could it be? A lot of the actors there would have been good choices. Because Grady he worked for his sister, I think, and was kind of like the...
This person always, I never remember them in whatever show they guested on Cosby, on Sanford and Son, on Law and Order. They always played an erudite character.
Erudite, by the way. Erudite.
Well, see, but that's how you say it.
That's how it's
now,
spelled.
Do you say progress or progress?
Progress.
But it's progress because it's a root word, pro, meaning going forward.
No, it's progress, and it's erudite.
No, see, you're wrong. I don't mean to be grammatically correct.
And also, Scott, Ron and I are real. This is a big pet peeve with me.
Go ahead.
Electoral college, not electorial. Okay. Electoral.
But electoral.
There's no E. It's electoral.
Okay.
Me and Ron have giggled about that a few times, being the presidentologist that he is.
Well, I think he's upset because there are so many Democrats running. I think that's why he wants to hit Phyllis Schlafly with a pie. And
I don't know.
I think his nerves are frayed.
I might hit you with a donut, Scott.
I didn't eat any of those donuts.
I might hit you with a donut. I mean, you know.
No, you're not going to hit me with a donut. Now, you and Weasel. Now, here's a trick. We could leave these donuts here till Saturday morning, and he could eat them. That'd be interesting.
Did you listen to the best of Weasel highlights? We put that on the
website. No. Where was it?
He and Patrick went for a car wash with the windows open.
Oh, man.
And Patrick got injured. His nose got bloody.
Well, that's too bad. I've met Patrick.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I hope they got paid well for those stunts. That job
now, how
was
about
quite
you
dangerous.
And he? But no, we don't want to do that on the air. But how about just for video's purposes, since we have video nowadays, you and Weasel get in a car wash, and just you be the new Patrick, and you go through the car wash with the windows open.
I'm not doing that.
Well, why not? We got to do it for the pop, and then you can put it on the website.
Well, I'm not do that stuff. I mean,
well, you guys live like 10 minutes from each other. You can just
about 25 minutes. Actually.
Okay, whatever.
It's
get together.
City.
Whatever.
I'm trying to figure out that answer. I mean, if it's Stanford and Son, I should know. I've seen
you better
every
hurry
single
up.
Episode.
We're down to the last. We're down to the back five here.
It was a man. It wasn't the guy that played Woody.
No,
he always played kind of bumbling alcoholic type.
And it
characters.
Wasn't a regular.
Right.
He was
like
not
Bubba,
a regular.
Bubba
no.
Or a,
I think the only show.
It wasn't Julio. I think he's still alive. Gregory Sierra. I don't think it was. But he's been on a lot of shows. He was on Barney Miller. Remember, he was a Barney Miller cast member.
Yeah, I like Barney Miller.
He played on an episode of All in the Family. Also.
Well, here's another quick one for you, which is in your time frame, on Fish, the late Abe Vigoda's series.
Todd Bridges was on Fish, but that's probably not.
That's
not
true.
The question.
No, not Todd Bridges, but the rest, the other two major cast members of that show went on to have other hit series. Abe Vigoda did not. Abe Vigoda did not have another hit series. But the other two major cast members in that show did go on to have other hit series. Who were they and what were their hit series?
Yeah, I didn't watch Fish enough to
know.
Man. I'm not gonna, you can give me a clue, but
I don't
know.
Well, you got one of them.
Well, Todd Bridges.
And he went on to do?
Okay. Male or female, black or white?
No, but
give me a clue.
You don't know Todd Bridges' hit series?
Well, Different Strokes.
Okay, that's one of them.
With a co-starring of a supporting actor on Maude, Conrad Bain.
Right. But who was the other main character in Fish?
Male or female, black or white? Can you give me a...
Did you see the show?
Not enough to know.
But do you remember what the show was about?
Yeah, Fish was kind of like... bet his family, and he was still like a detective or doing stuff on the side.
There you
go. Yeah.
There you go. Well, who was his family?
I don't know.
You just named his child.
What? Todd Bridges?
Right. So he had to have a...
A wife.
Wife. Now, who was his wife?
It wouldn't be an obvious answer like Roxy Roker. I don't think that was it.
No, this was a very popular actress, and she went on to have a hit series after this.
Was it Claire Huxtable?
No.
That actress?
No.
Felicia Ayers Allen or Felicia Ayers Rashid? That wasn't her. That's a good answer, though.
Rashad. Not Rashid.
Well, electoral, not electoral.
Golly, Rashid. She was married to Ahmad Rashad, the famous football player.
Sportscaster.
But he was a player first.
Well, yeah. But
Rashid? Oh, Lord.
Close. Well, that's like electoral.
25 years later, Rashid. Okay.
Those are good answers, though.
Your answers are fine. I know.
It wasn't Marla Gibbs. I wouldn't know if it was her.
No, it was not Marla Gibbs.
I'm a big Marla Gibbs fan.
Oh, God, I hope this is the right answer.
Somebody knows.
Hello, is this Mrs. Rashid?
This is she.
All right, there you go.
Did Scott or the other guy?
Adam.
Did he watch Murphy Brown?
Well, Dan Quayle told me not to, that it was not a good show, so I listened to what Dan had to say.
Well, then you don't know what the name was of the gentleman, his character, that was always at her house working. He was decorating and fixing things up, and he just never left.
I know the answer.
Good.
Yep. Murphy Brown was a good show. I liked a smart show like that.
Oh. Adam?
Was it Murphy Brown? Well... I mean, that was after 87, wasn't it? Because that's when Dan Quayle was VP.
What would you do? Go underground after 87?
Yeah, Murphy Brown was a number one show.
Yeah, Candace Bergen was, but I was the star.
Well, this guy was
Dan Quayle thought it was a real show. Yeah, I didn't watch it enough to know.
Let me give the answer.
Really not a big Candace Bergen fan, but I think it was a good show, I think. Yeah.
Okay, Eldon.
Yes.
Yep. Played by Robert Pastorelli.
Well, I didn't remember his real name, but the Eldon always stuck out.
So what happened in 87, Adam? Did you go blind?
No, that's kind of when I moved back to Central Ohio. And
you said, I'm not watching Murphy Brown or
Roseanne.
I just felt a lot of the TV and the music. You know, that's when I'd left radio. I left radio. The exact date was March 16th, 1987. And it's like, okay, well, music was out. You know, there was some decent music. But then it kind of took a turn downward. And TV shows, all the shows I liked were canceled.
Like what?
Well,
wasn't Dallas still on? I'm sure you were watching Dallas.
I never watched Dallas. All in the Family / Archie Bunker's Place, One Day at a Time, all those CBS shows. Then, of course, then I watched Seinfeld and Frasier, which were great.
Well, you had Golden Girls. I know you're a big Golden Girls fan.
Some of the shows. You know, Seinfeld I could answer questions about.
Alice was still on.
But not a lot of shows, though.
Well, I'm going to ask one now. This is ridiculous even asking it because it's too easy.
All right.
What was Radar's favorite pop?
Favorite what?
Pop.
Pop, like soda pop?
Yes.
I never watched MASH either. I never really liked a big MASH. But my dad used to watch it, so I was around. My dad loved MASH.
Okay, what was it?
It wouldn't be something. It was probably like Dr. Pepper, or it wouldn't be Coke or Pepsi. It would be something like Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew.
Kind of, but a little more obscure.
Mr. Pibb.
No. Scott knows.
Radar.
Yeah.
Played by Gary Bergdorf.
Yes.
Bergdorf.
Yeah. Oh, see, you don't know how the man.
It's Berghoff.
Listen, Mr. Rashid, don't come across this table. Go ahead.
What is it?
Well, Mr. Pibb, that's kind of obscure.
No. You want to know?
Yeah.
Knee-high.
Oh, there you go.
What is it? Knee-high?
Mm-hmm.
That's obscure.
Green Acres.
Oh, I love Green Acres.
Who was the brother and sister team on Green Acres?
Who was the what?
Brother and that was around all the time. They were handymen and windmen.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Didn't they have the same name?
That was on Newhart, right? It was two.
No, that was Daryl and Darryl.
Yeah,
I don't know. I must have went through a period when that's all I did was watch television. But it was a brother and a sister, and they had names that sounded something very unusual about them.
I remember the show.
Karen and Darren? I don't know.
Rashid and Rashad.
Well, close. Electoral College.
The sister, they both wore bib overhauls.
Well, they were in the country, you know.
And Alf was a fellow, or the fellow, Ralph? Ralph and Alf.
Ralph and Alf. Oh.
Remember, Ralph was the woman.
Yes.
Ralph was a woman.
And Eddie Albert loved living in this old house.
Yes.
And Zsa Zsa Gabor, no, Ava Gabor,
Ava Gabor, yeah,
did not care for it. And Mr. Haney was like the fly-by-night guy. Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
Oh, that was an excellent show.
Yeah, I don't know why. See, I always thought that was better than Beverly Hillbillies. It didn't have the popularity.
Yeah, I was really not a Beverly Hillbillies fan, but I thought there was good comedy in Green Acres.
Oh, they were tremendous actors. Tremendous.
Well, yeah. Hey. Well, I think that's all I know today.
Well, hey, I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. And we're going to tag out here. Here comes Adam to finish this 20-minute period and his show. So stay tuned. We'll be back. No, we won't be. Adam will be back. And here you go. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life being that annoy you or that you would like to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat most describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on www.wwgh1071.com.
And we are back with you on a show that, for the next 22 minutes or so, will be called Now Without Scott Spears. And that's because the interviewer to the stars himself, Mr. Scott Spears, has exited the premises. And you are stuck, I guess out of lack of a better term, with me, Adam. Adam Lepp, Adam the computer guy, mid-morning coffee break on Monday, and all-around interesting dude. So what would you like to talk about? Think about this radio station is we can talk about almost anything and everything. We've had some listeners call in and ask me some trivia questions. Again, TV from the 70s and 80s, early 90s, music from 73 to 87, and goodness sakes, the phone is ringing. We thank people for dialing up and participating. Good afternoon. You are on Now Without Scott Spears. Good afternoon, caller.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today, sir?
Adam, you're getting dropouts again.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure of the problem.
A few sentences, and then all of a sudden it drops out.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the problem.
And then it comes back, and then drops out again.
Yeah, Scott and I were talking about that. Was it occurring when Scott was on, or just when I'm on?
Yep. No. When he was on too.
Okay, yeah, we were talking about it earlier.
The caller was asking you trivia questions. It was dropping out then, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but we will certainly have our technical team get on that right away, sir. I don't know the issue. Okay. I was listening in my vehicle, and it sounded fine, but you know how the airwaves are with the rain and stuff, and things can certainly affect that.
Yeah.
But I will certainly be addressing that with our esteemed technical team, and we'll be sure to get the signal optimized the best
good
we can.
Deal.
And just let us know of any problems, as we want to not only
right.
have great content, but have great air quality. Great. Have a good day, sir. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Adam Lepp here, back with you on Now Without Scott Spears, broadcasting many different ways, the old-fashioned way, on your radio at the frequency modulation position of 107.1 megahertz. You can also listen online. TuneIn is a good way to listen on your smart device, as well as through our esteemed website at WWGH1071.com. I encourage you to call me and try to stump me with a trivia question, music from the, say, 73 to 87 period, or TV shows from around 1970 to maybe 1992 or so. See if you can pick my brain or ask my opinion about my favorite show or actor or actress, or maybe answer Scott's trivia question, which I don't know the answer to, the actor who replaced Benson on the TV show Soap, well-known character actor who is in many shows, mostly the comedy type. Love to hear what you think the answer might be, especially if you can do it without looking at Google or Wikipedia or one of those other online resources. In the category of quirky news, something which has always been an interest of mine, also let you know, speaking of quirky, you can watch this show being performed live on Facebook video. Go to my Facebook page. If you're not already a friend, please become one, as I'm a pretty friendly guy, Adam the Computer Guy, or Adam Lepp. And it'll say, Adam Lepp is live now, and we'd love for you to watch, and you can listen to me do the show, and that's kind of fun. Of course, you can also call in while you're watching the Facebook video, as well as make a comment, question, complaint, or suggestion in the comments section of the video. It is always welcome. Of course, my fellow esteemed Air Staff member, Mr. Weasel, Chad H., he has several monikers, is watching, and we thank him very much for doing that. Be sure to make a lot of coffee, set your alarm clock, don't party on Friday night, because this Saturday, between approximately 7:15 a.m. and 10, it is another installment of the very popular, very famous, and sometimes amusing, oftentimes annoying, Weasel Show, starring the Weasel himself, Mrs. Weasel, and sometimes even the Weezettes, that is his offspring, and occasionally he does have special guests, so I do encourage you to listen to that show. It is well worth it, definitely better than watching these Saturday morning cartoons or staying up on Friday partying. Wake up early. Your brain cells will thank you. Anyway, Gumball Poodle, the company which makes the $30 socks. So what kind of socks are they? Well, not surprisingly, they are politically oriented. President Donald J. Trump received an unusual greeting when he arrived in Louisiana recently. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser rolled up a pants leg to reveal a sock. Again, a sock that he paid $30 for. Nungesser's sock featured Donald Trump's likeness, right down to a large tuft of blonde hair emerging from the patterned Trump head. And Gumball Poodle makes these socks. They cost $30, and they said on Twitter that they're made right here in the United States of America, and they come with a tiny comb. For $30, they certainly should. Late show host Stephen Colbert broke out his impersonation of Trump as he described the socks. Colbert, I think it's Colbert, isn't it? Well, that's okay. We can use the French pronunciation or Americanize it to Colbert, but I do believe Colbert is correct. Anyway, Stephen Colbert cracked in Trump's voice, "Nice socks, but if you really loved me, you'd get my face as a tramp stamp like Bill Barr did." Esquire called the socks an abomination and urged Nungesser to burn them. Splinter's headline called them, quote, "the most pathetic thing you'll see all day." And on Twitter, the fashion police were out in full force. not surprisingly. David Friedlander, a frequent Twitter user, said, in case anyone doesn't know, this person showing President Trump that he not only has Trump socks, but has the socks have Trump imitation hair, is the lieutenant governor of Louisiana. So as we talk about, and as Dr. Feinman and I regularly talk about on our Monday show, love him or hate him, Donald Trump has certainly elicited a lot of talk, a lot of political ramblings, rumblings, tumblings, mumblings, and jumblings. And I think he has piqued at people's interest in current events, in politics, and in the history of this great country. And that's a good thing. We need to know more about our heritage, myself included. As I've talked about, I don't think I paid enough attention in history class when I was a kid, but as an adult, I do find that I am becoming a lot more interested in our great country, current events, and past events. And as I said, regardless of what you think about the Donald, I do give him a lot of credit for that. And that's a good thing. Stimulate interest. The president should be interesting, should elicit controversy. That's what politics and living in a free country is all about. Current time here at the station, 11 minutes before 2 in the p.m., Eastern Daylight Time on a slightly gloomy Tuesday afternoon in Marion, Ohio. Adam Lepp broadcasting live on Facebook video, also broadcasting online at our website and on TuneIn, and of course the old-fashioned way in the Marion area at 107.1 frequency modulation megahertz of sound waves emanating from our transmitter. The simple act of opening a door turned into a terrifying moment for a man in Oklahoma when a snake leaped from a porch light and bit him in the face, and the entire scene was caught on a doorbell camera video. Footage showed Gerald Haywood leave his car outside the house of his friend Rodney Copeland in Lawton, Oklahoma, last Sunday. When Mr. Haywood opened the door, the snake attacked. Haywood could be heard calling out for his friend to take him to the hospital, where the medical staff later determined that the snake was not venomous. "No stitches," he told CNN. "Thankfully, but they cleaned me up pretty good. I'm on antibiotics." The snake, however, was killed on the spot by a neighbor with a hammer, according to CNN. So, not a dangerous snake. The bite was one that was cleaned up fairly easily, but again, a scary moment nonetheless is when I open up a door, I don't want to see a slimy and somewhat slimy, although snakes, their skin's actually kind of dry, but they look kind of slimy and squishily. Is that a word, squishily? Well, whatever the word is, jump out and especially not be so happy to see me and bite me. So, thankfully, the gentleman was only hurt minimally. He'll recover perfectly. The snake was not venomous, and the snake did pay the ultimate price for doing that. But an interesting story, nonetheless. And like we've talked about the lovely Meghan Markle, the wife of Prince Harry and the mother of a royal baby with a very different kind of a name, Archie Harrison, very lovely Meghan Markle. Well, Meghan Markle may also, in addition to having a baby boy, have a twin. Tanya Ricardo of Houston loves the Duchess of Sussex so much that she's willing to go under the knife to look like her. We've talked about people that have gotten plastic surgery to look like Justin Bieber and other people, and this person wants to look like the lovely Meghan Markle. I would say if you want to look like somebody, that probably is a good choice, but you kind of lose your own identity, not to mention losing a lot of money and the cost of the surgery. Ms. Ricardo told Inside Edition that she's grateful, graceful, a very, very graceful woman. I want what she has that I don't. Now, Ms. Ricardo, a 30-year-old oil industry professional and mother, recently underwent 6 hours of surgery, getting 8 different procedures, including liposuction under her chin and on her tummy, hips and lower back, a Brazilian butt lift and cheek contouring and filler. She has these great curves, according to Ms. Ricardo. What I want to do is achieve the same thing through here. and get rid of this so that I have a great flat stomach. And she was pointing to her hips and midsection at the time. Again, this lady wants to look like the lovely Meghan Markle. Now, she did admit her decision to become a Duchess double has sparked strong reactions from friends and family. She said, "They say I'm very crazy for doing this, but I don't care." Her big reveal will happen shortly on the TV show Inside Edition. So people spending hard-earned money to look like their favorite celebrities. And I guess if you have money to spare, money to waste, and you don't mind being a little silly, why not? It is America, and you are certainly free to do that kind of stuff. Adam Lepp here on a show we call Now Without Scott Spears, because Scott is a normal host of the program. Well, he's not normal. He's normally the host, and he's not here currently. He had to depart. We were on earlier together discussing Boys to Men, TV trivia, and who knows what else. I will be with you next hour to talk today's top and trendy technology topics, but we can also talk politics and music trivia, talk about baseball, etc. TV shows from the 70s and 80s. Pick a topic. I'll be happy to talk about them with you. Again, feel free to give me a ring. I love to hear from our listeners. The number is 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, so pick up the phone and give me a call. Let's talk, because we are a talk radio station, and I would very much love to hear from you. Tomorrow, May 22nd, Friends of the Prairie Park meeting at 7 p.m. The meeting is in Heritage Hall, part of the Marion County Historical Society. Enter via lower level door on State Street. The Marion, Ohio Weather Hike Series at the Tallgrass Trail from noon to 2 on Saturday the 25th. And Zach Fuller, our resident weather person, is the coordinator of that. It's a great way to get out and explore your Marion County parks. And we certainly encourage you to do that. Again, brought on by person near and dear to the station, Mr. Zach F. And I think that'll be a good time. You'll learn something, meet a new friend, and in general, do something productive and fun and educational on your Saturday afternoon. An Austrian government official is having a cow over a bizarre Swiss app challenge, urging followers to kiss bovines to raise money for charity. The Cuckus Challenge launched earlier this week on the Castel app, urges users in Switzerland, Austria, and other German-speaking countries to kiss cows, with or without tongue, to raise charity funds, reported Agency France Press. Elisabeth Köstinger, Austria's Minister for Sustainability and Tourism, called the challenge dangerous mischief. She warned that pastures are not petting zoos, and that trying to kiss cows could have serious consequences. She said that cows could become aggressive, particularly when defending their calves. Negligent handling of Austrian pastures has led to serious accidents in the past, according to a translation of a recent tweet. She said, "I don't understand a challenge of this kind." Again, that comes from Elisabeth, Austria's Minister for Sustainability and Tourism, warning that a challenge to kiss a cow may not be a very smart idea. It wasn't exactly clear how the stunt raises money for charity. This app called Castle touts itself on Google Play as a tool of the first true challenge community. Let yourself be challenged and challenge others. We do crazy things for a good cause. Every challenge winner donates half of his or her take to a charitable project of his or her choice. Users win stars, which can be exchanged for rewards for posts, photos, and challenge appearances, according to the app. Support the best NGOs and projects with millions of stars from your clan and make sure that the things that are important to you in the future are actually true. Castle users always know where the next party is going. As for kissing cows, you are advised not to do this at home. Cows, for example, trampled a German tourist to death while hiking with her dog in the Alps in 2014 in Western Austria. A court ordered the farmer, who owned the animals, to pay the woman's husband over $500,000. The farmer, with the support of Austria's Farmers' Federation, is appealing. So be careful out there. Challenges can be fun, especially we remember the recent ice bucket challenge, which raised a lot of money for Lou Gehrig's disease, and that did a lot of good. And it was painful, but it wasn't quite as dangerous as kissing a cow. Cows, they are sort of cute, and they, I guess, had a lot of better ways to say it. They do taste very good, don't they? But they're not really something you want to kiss. They're still wild animals, and they have instincts. And kissing a cow, especially a deep kiss to a cow, is probably something that you should not do. Leave it to stunt people who are prepared to take bigger risks than you are as a non-stunt person. But the story is amusing nonetheless. And also, in addition to being amusing, we'll warn people to be careful out there. And it's always a good idea to raise money for charity, even if it involves doing something which might be dangerous or unusual. But use your noggin when going about those activities. For example, the ice bucket challenge, which was painful and cold, but didn't involve the danger of kissing a cow. And again, it raised money for a very good organization fighting Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. So again, use your brain. It is a very powerful organ. Almost time to wrap up this hour of Now Without Scott Spears with your guest host, Adam. Of course, that's myself. But don't despair. My live Facebook video will continue at about 15 minutes after 2, as will my own program, which we call the Adam the Computer Guy radio program, taking your calls and comments about today's top and trendy technology topics, news and views, and much more. So stay tuned. Adam at WWGH1071.com.
You're listening.